Good morning, family and friends. You know, I hate following Councilman LaBonge. You know, he has to go do the work of the city, and I know he would stay otherwise. I have some very important things to say to, at least they're important to me, and I hope they're important to you, to family and friends, and then to the members of this class. First, welcome to the home of the Los Angeles Police Department. It's already been remarked upon in your class leader's speech how long we've been graduating here. But this is my home, and now it is yours. 61 years ago, my father graduated on this field. 1 year ago, my son graduated on this field. And in between, obviously, I graduated, my sister, a couple of cousins, and many, many, many friends and partners. This is a very important place to me. But more important is what it represents, which is this great police department, which you are now a part of. All of you. All of you. Because family and friends, what you have done in the lives of these young officers is why they're here. And make no mistake about that. Now, I know that the process for application acceptance is grueling, and much of it is based on their physical abilities, much of it is based on their mental abilities. But the absolute most important piece, the piece that I cannot train, that I cannot create, is their character, their moral character. And you give that to them. You instill that in them. When you raise them, when you partner with them in life, you give them their character. And that is the number one asset they have, which I absolutely require. Their physical abilities will deteriorate, as have mine. They may make mistakes of the head. They may have not learned the law as best as possible, because they're human. But the one thing I require, the one thing that they can never forfeit, the one thing that has to grow stronger, not weaker with time, is their character. Now, they're going to go to assignments all over the city where they're going to see things that nobody should see. They're going to see children abused. They're going to see the strong prey on the weak. They're going to see humanity at its worst. And they're going to come home to you. And they are going to be impacted by this. And you have to bring them back to center. You have to, make sure that they understand that the traits that you instilled in them, that you created through your family values, through your mutual respect and love, are what is most important. And that will allow them to transition into what they need to become. They're the clay right now. They're at the very beginning of their careers, and they've learned a lot, but they still have much, much more to learn. And their training officers will help them do that. And we have the best training officers in the world. But you have to help them also. You have to bring them back to what got them here, and that is their values. To the recruits, new police officers, your character is what I judge you on. Very recent events have displayed what character flaws can do to a city, what character flaws can do to the image of a police department. You have been given enormous power, but it is not yours. It is on loan from the people of the city of Los Angeles. And you have to earn it every day. You have to earn it not only in what you do, but what you say. And you have to think about the impact of your actions. I want every one of you to look to the person next to you. Look to your left and your right. Everything you do every day reflects on those people. It reflects on your family. It reflects on the people behind me. It reflects on me. I often talk about this place as a family, and it is. And you will find me a loving parent, but also a very strict parent. And if you betray your character, if you betray your family, if you betray this department through word or action, the consequences are severe. Police work, although you will do it every day and it will become commonplace to you, taking of somebody's freedom, taking of somebody's property, maybe even taking somebody's life, is now part of your world. But these are solemn trusts, and you have to recognize what they are. You may arrest somebody every day, but every time you do it, you are exercising a power and authority that nobody has but you, that is given to you through trust. And believe me, when police officers break that trust, as I have tried to express to you, it not only reflects on them, it damages the whole fabric of law enforcement. It affects everything. When people think less of us because of the actions of one of us, when people think less of the whole because of what the few do, it impacts every one of us. Public trust, which is the belief of people in Los Angeles that you are an effective and fair police department, public trust is what allows us to do our job. We are a very powerful police department, but we are only 9,963. This is a city of 4 million. 4 million people will do what they want when trying to be controlled by such a few. So they have to, what actually determines people's actions is what they think of your efficacy, what they think of your ability to instill confidence. And you have to do that every day. So I ask a lot, and I require a lot, and I will hold you to high standards. And you will attain them. Hopefully all of you, certainly most of you, will attain those high standards. And you will become a part of this great, great engine that drives this city, the Los Angeles Police Department. And being a part of that is very, very satisfying. Being a part of that makes you much greater than just an individual. It makes you part of a legacy. Never betray that legacy. Now finally, to the families, I make the same promise that I make to every family that sits behind their young officers in their shiny gear, with their shiny boots, with their dreams, is that as they protect and serve this city, I will protect and serve them. I will do everything in my power to return them to you in better condition than you gave them to me. Thank you very much.